Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, this is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. I went and saw Venom, which is the new Sony/Marvel movie. Well, it's a Sony film, but it deals with Marvel characters, so it's kind of a Marvel film, but it's really a Sony film. So I went and saw Venom, the new movie, starring Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams, and Riz Ahmed, and directed by Ruben Fleischer, whose previous credits include Zombieland, which I kind of loved, so I had some high hopes going into this movie, even though it wasn't technically a Marvel film. So let's curl up with your most amiable symbiote and talk about Venom. As usual, I will save the spoilers to the end of the review, and I will give you fair warning. Let's start with the plot. The movie opens with a spaceship crashing to Earth. The ship is part of the Life Foundation, which is owned by Carlton Drake, who is this multi-billionaire wunderkind, kind of like Elon Musk. Its mission was to search for habitable planets, since Drake believes that humans are destroying the Earth and will need new digs soon. But while searching, the crew comes across four alien life forms called symbiotes and decide to bring them home, you know, kind of like new pets. Unfortunately, the symbiotes make terrible pets and try and take over the ship, and the ship crashes. While one of the symbiotes escapes by melding with various locals, the other three are brought back to Los Angeles to the Life Foundation to be studied and experimented on, and to see if a compatible host can be found for each of them, which is kind of difficult since the hosts keep dying. As I said, they make terrible pets. I do not see Sarah McLachlan commercials anywhere in the symbiote's future. Although if she remade In the Arms of the Angels to be In the Arms of the Venom, I would totally listen to that. Elsewhere in Los Angeles, investigative reporter Eddie Brock is tasked with interviewing Drake, but is instructed by his bosses to basically make it a fluff piece and not to aggravate Drake or to give him any hard questions. Eddie's fiancée, Anne, is a lawyer who represents a portion of the Life Foundation, and before the interview, Eddie decides to secretly read her emails. This is a terrible boyfriend move, Eddie. Terrible. However, Anne is representing a foundation that's doing experimentation on homeless people, so bad girlfriend move, Anne. Anyway, during the interview, Eddie confronts Drake with the experimentations he read about and loses his job, his girl, and the company of Mr. Belvedere, who is Anne's cat. And nobody asks Mr. Belvedere's opinion on any of these matters, and that's just sad. While trying to piece his life back together, Eddie is approached by Dr. Skirth, who works for the Life Foundation, and she's horrified by Drake's experiments and wants Eddie to investigate further. So they bypass the incredibly lax security at the Life Foundation and find the three symbiotes, and one of them melds with Eddie. This symbiote is Venom and becomes a part of Eddie and tries to help Eddie stop Drake, who is melded with another symbiote named Riot, from destroying the Earth, you know, as aliens do. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. I love Tom Hardy. So let's just get this out of the way. Tom Hardy. And he is probably the best thing about this film, which is good since the camera is on him for a majority of the film. Not complaining. His interaction with himself, since Hardy also voices Venom, is really good and at times rather funny. So they made a really good choice focusing so much on Eddie and Venom. It also seems an obvious choice given the title of the film. It's when the camera strays from Eddie and Venom that it starts to get a little bit shaky. So let's talk about the bad. First, the action sequences here are adequate, but most of them take place at night. So once again, I found myself struggling to see what the hell was going on. I get why they do these things at night, but it is kind of irritating to only see half of the action, particularly in a scene that seems like it would be really good if I could see it. But that's minor. The main problem here is there's a tonal issue with this film. I'm not quite sure it knows what it wants to be. Most of the time it relies on comedy to show the relationship between Eddie and Venom, which to me seemed an odd choice. This symbiote needs to eat to survive, and it can't eat dead things, it has to eat live things. In particular, people. So the humor at times seems forced. There is a scene in a restaurant that was borderline slapstick, and it seemed so totally out of place with the rest of the film. I just kept hoping they would settle down into a more serious take on Venom, and it never quite got there. I find the concept of making a quote-unquote superhero movie about a character that is not a hero to be very interesting, and I wish they would have done more with that concept, which they may, because this is very likely to get a sequel. And I do think this film would have benefited from an R rating. They just seem to tone everything down to PG-13, and it felt tame. Much like Jurassic Park Fallen World, you have lots of people being viciously attacked here, and not one drop of blood. I kept waiting for this film to unleash havoc, and it never really did. Oh, wait, he's an X-Man, isn't he? I guess I have to wait for the X-Men films to unleash havoc. And now let's talk about the ugly. Okay, let's talk about Venom himself, because I was not really impressed with the CGI here. When I first saw the trailers, I was really hoping they would clean things up, and they didn't. It didn't kill the movie for me, but every time Eddie venomed out, it didn't look quite right. And the CGI on Riot is just as bad. I'm sure when they get to the sequel, they will work on a bit of character design, and I hope they do. Also, I've never been a huge Michelle Williams fan, and here she just seems out of place. It's like she doesn't want to be in the movie. I found the character of Anne to be okay. I just wish someone else was portraying her because Michelle Williams just doesn't seem to fit. I don't know. Maybe it's the horrible wig they put on her. Riz Ahmed is kind of underutilized here because the movie isn't really about the villain, it's about Venom. And that's probably a good thing because Drake is kind of boring, and if he had been on the screen more, I think it would have brought the movie down. I did find his chief of security to be far more threatening than Drake himself. And speaking of security, for a multi-million-dollar facility that does super secret and illegal experiments, Life Foundation really needs to work on their security situation. Really. So, final thoughts. I'm a bit torn here. I like the Eddie and Venom characters, and I like most of the actors enough that I enjoyed this film. However, I recognize that it's not a good film. It relies far too heavily on slapstick and humor, and doesn't do enough with Venom's anti-hero nature. It's like when I saw the Hobbit movies. I know they're not good. I know it. But I watch them and I enjoy them just the same. At least Venom is 7 hours shorter than that trilogy. I'm going to chalk this one up as a guilty pleasure, mostly because of Tom Hardy. But it definitely isn't up to Marvel standards, which is probably why it's a Sony movie. This is a comic book movie, so I'm giving it a comic book rating. I give Venom a 5.5. It's in fine condition. And now for a few spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
Okay, so 4 symbiotes were taken down to Earth. Venom has now bonded completely with Eddie, which makes any relationship that Eddie starts to be really tenuous at best. Or at least interesting. Riot is killed at the end with Drake. The 3rd symbiote is killed when it attempts to meld with Dr. Skirth and they both die. So what happens to the 4th? You have to stay for the mid-credit sequence to find out. Because in that scene, Woody Harrelson is introduced as Cletus Kasady, aka Carnage, our 4th symbiote. Which begs the question, how did he escape? Well, given Life Foundation's lack of security, I'm sure he just blobbed his way out and found someone to meld with. And who took over the Life Foundation? Did they find the rest of the homeless people? And where is Spider-Man? Oh, wait. Thanos. That's right. Never mind. Speaking of Spidey, there is a post-credit scene, which is an extended look at Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movie coming out in December. So there's no Venom there, and if you aren't interested in Into the Spider-Verse, you can leave after the mid-credit scene. However, I am very interested in that film, and it looks absolutely delightful. So I would recommend you stay for the post-credit scene, because it's actually really fun. This is the Cinemistress signing off, and reminding everyone that symbiotes do not make good pets. And don't call them parasites. They don't like that.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.